Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
SmokeSlam 2025 coming to downtown Memphis. It's the world's ultimate barbecue showdown. May 15th through the 17th, Tom Lee Park on the river in Memphis. Beautiful backdrop down there. It's more than just a barbecue competition. It's something for the whole family. Get those unlimited samples, the Ferris wheel for the family, fireworks every night. You'll have a great time downtown Memphis. Smoke Slam, May 15th through the 17th.
Got some good music out there as well. Shane Smith and the Saints, the revivalist country music giants, Big and Rich, Waylon Wyatt, Jambi Southern Avenue is going to be at the place. Three-day passes, single-day tickets, and VIP experiences available right now at SmokeSlam.com. Again, hit the website, SmokeSlam.com. Get your tickets and VIP experience right now. Ahead of May 15th through the 17th, going to be a fun time down at Tom Lee Park on the river, a family time at Smoke Slam 2025.
By the way, J.J. Redick had his end of season, you know, like all these teams do the next day,
exit
right?
Interviews, yeah.
They have their end of season remarks. And the last thing that he said was that they need to get in championship shape during the offseason. Is what he said. Now, I don't think he's talking about LeBron.
He certainly isn't.
So, yeah, there you have it. A little bit of a challenge, a little bit of a charge there from JJ. And we talked about it in the beginning of the show, like it's going to have to happen.
I mean, again, he's going to be your central piece in a little bit.
You know
LeBron's not going to be here forever. And if your central piece isn't motivated.
But if you're Luka, you're like, hey, I mean, at the end of the day, I've been in the finals just like this. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy about my conditioning. I you know, it's not going to change who I am, you know.
With as much of a topic as it's been since the trade and that being part of the reason that Dallas used to trade you.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're just going to stay the same?
We'll see. But, you know, when Luka came into the league, bro, he was dunking. I mean, he was a different player. And I don't think he's ever going back to that. But can he lose 20? Sure, we all can. But let's see. Let's see where it goes. Trista Cricket will join us at 1:25. We'll talk to her about these comments, get her thoughts on the future of the Grizzlies, and more. Brad Carson's here. He is
speaking of 20 pounds over.
Look what the cat drug in.
Yeah, you know, instead of spending $1 million on his body like LeBron, I think Luka spends about a couple extra $1,000 on beer and chips and wine.
You know, if you could get away with the things that Luka gets away with on the court, you could still do those things.
Yeah.
I think we'd all still do those things.
A little fadeaway. It still kind of works, but there's a point where, like,
it's slow, man.
Can't be in 9 blow-by last night shape.
No, you're right.
9 blow-bys.
No, you're right.
That's brutal.
He has the speed of, like, Jarnell Stokes when he was with the Grizzlies, you know, like
forgot about that.
But he's not a big. He's a guard. You're supposed to. Right. Your responsibility is to guard guards, and
fair.
You can't. You know, like it was almost weird. It was like it kind of felt like the Timberwolves were letting him off the hook a little bit even last night. They could have gone even more in on him. They didn't, but it doesn't matter. They missed 40 threes and won the game for the first time ever in playoff history.
Yeah.
So that was quite something. So Brad's here.
I'm here.
And you guys know what that means. It was 1-1 night for him last night. He got the Rockets. He did not get the Lakers. And we have another 2-game slate tonight. So let's fade Brad. All right, two-game slate. See, these are the slates that I don't enjoy, right,
for you? You don't?
No, because honestly, Helen Keller's going 1-1.
That's fair.
And Helen Keller's blind, deaf, and mute.
She might be a better gambler than me, and I realize she doesn't have much going for her.
But I like the 3-4-game slates, where honestly, the Friday is going into the weekend, right, where we can throw six games at you.
Yeah, you guys are in it.
We're either going to draw blood or bleed out. Right. You know, that's what I want. You know, these are like, I like the favorites. I'll go with the favorites. You know, so either way, though, this is the segment.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
This is the way it goes.
I mean, it is what it is.
And it's going to be that for, you know, for the foreseeable future.
We did this for 5 weeks last year without you, John.
Look,
so
you guys can't keep bringing up last year, all right? I'm here now, damn
it. I've had more winners, though, this year.
I'm here. No, you're right. You're right. You've had a better start this year than you did a year ago. All right. Let's kick it off. And as always, we're using odds from ESPN Bet. Detroit hosting the Knicks. It is -1.5 in favor of the Pistons in game 6.
So I assume Isaiah Stewart will play tonight. It says he's a game time decision, but I'm going with a fully loaded Pistons team with their backs against the wall. They're at home. Been plucky. This is a hard one for me. You know, New York leads 3-2. All these are obvious things, but most gamblers, you know, they're a little more intricate with their analysis.
It's very sharp.
But, you know, I'm rolling with get it done now and we'll talk about the Nuggets game, which is a similar setup coming up next. But I've got the Knicks +1.5. I think the Knicks are a better team. I think the Pistons have been plucky. But it's coin flip to me. That's why the line, I think, is so tight. Pistons favored in this. I'm going with the Knicks, though, with that 1.5.
You know, this is exactly how it sounds in the trading rooms when they set these lines, right? They say, this is a coin flip.
It's
almost quite literally a coin flip.
Is it?
Right?
Last three games, all one possession game.
Because all these games have been the same. It's just who does something stupid at the end to win by 4 or lose by 4.
Right.
You know,
the first game has been more than 6.
Exactly.
All of them have been close for the most part.
I don't know how you feel about this, Jason, but when I watch this Pistons team, I come away thinking that there's a real shot that in 2 or 3 years, Cade Cunningham could be one of the 2 best players in the NBA.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's how I feel. Wimby and Ant obviously would sort of be the ones that you – but Wimby's got health problems.
I'm with you. I'm with you on the fact that Cade is on the rise. His ascension is happening right now. You could see it in the step up from game 1 to game 2. And he's the real reason the Pistons have a real chance here of advancing. I mean, they are favored tonight to get to a game 7.
Yes.
I got a feeling that Brad's going to be on the right end here. I think the Knicks know that. I think the sense of desperation has gone up for them. More importantly, the sense of urgency.
Yeah.
It should. You better put this team away.
Here's the problem in that East bracket, though. Neither one of these teams is going anywhere, and neither are the Pacers. It's going to be the Cavs, and it's going to be Boston.
Well, for the Pistons, this is all house money.
Yeah,
right?
That's
fair. The fact that they've even got a chance to advance is just being so far ahead of schedule. You can't do anything but
be excited if you're ahead of schedule.
If you're the Pistons
I wish the Grizzlies were in that position. I'll be honest with you. Like, the Pistons waited. And it's like, here we are, the Grizzlies, and we're all pissed off.
Now,
and like,
but what JB has shown is he can be pretty solid on putting together what he's got, but then taking it to the next level, right? Now, that might be something that down the road we're wondering if JB's the guy that's doing that.
What
I hope he is. I'm hoping for good things for
him.
What
I worry about with the Knicks tonight is, like, Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson both got hurt at the end of that. I know they came back, but, like, those dudes been, like,
they're
Brunson's
warriors,
had
though,
multiple
bro.
Ankle injuries.
Yeah, they're warriors, though.
He may have the worst ankles in the history of humankind. But I'm happy to fade, honestly. Give me the Pistons. Give me Jalen Duren in Mellow Yellow.
That's the fun side to be on.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Can you
get down with Mellow Yellow?
Oh, no.
That's not a fun nickname to you?
I mean, it's okay. I'm not going to push back.
Which one's Mellow Yellow?
The light-skinned guy. It's not Jalen Duren. It's Cade Cunningham.
Cade Cunningham. Thank you.
He's also very smooth. That's the thing. It's like the dude is very low-key and very smooth. Like, you cannot speed him up. That's the best. The best players in the NBA are the guys you can't speed up.
He's the Black Luka.
Yeah. Nice.
He really, honestly, he is.
I know.
Very similar games. Cade's in better shape, but I mean, it is like they kind of like to hunt that mid range and make shots, man. And I'm happy to fade. I'm happy to fade you on this one. And then another game 6. This is a closeout game. Denver on the road at the Clippers. Again, using odds for ESPN Bet. Clippers are 6.5-point favorites.
Big favorite.
I said it before, and I think I'll say it again. The home court for the Clippers and Steve Ballmer's new, just delicious-looking facility. I think at some point I want to get out there because they say the thing is It's like the Ritz-Carlton.
Intuit Dome.
Yeah, you know, we were all high on the Clippers going into this series, and then, you know, the Luka and the Nuggets, we figured out they were, oh, yeah, you know, maybe this new coach, and, you know, they figured something out.
With, Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic. The Jokic factor.
You're conflating the Europeans, which is fine. Yeah. It's a sharp thing to do.
You know, they did fire Malone, though, you know, going into this thing. And unlike the Grizzlies, they've had success firing their coach, which I think should be a telltale sign. Maybe you got your interview with the Grizzlies and roll with somebody else. But let's go with this game here, and I'm going to go with the Clippers. And I think that the point
minus
spread,
6.5.
Yeah, the point spread is part of that too. I don't necessarily know if the Clippers, you know, win the game outright, or I mean if the Nuggets, you know, win it outright. But I like the Clippers and the points.
All right, so you're going to lay 6.5 with the Clippers.
Yes.
All right. Again, happy to fade you on this one. I'll be honest.
You like my losing ways coming back to roost.
I think 0-2 is absolutely.
Is this where we go under 500?
I think tonight is a night.
This is the pivot.
I think it is.
Oh, the pivot happened this past weekend. You've already pivoted now.
You guys threw like 10 picks at me, though.
We had to. Unfortunately, we had to.
It was necessary.
4-10 in your last 14.
You're basically like LeBron in the playoffs now. Right? He's like 2-13 in his last 15.
Well, I don't have a bench to use either, so you know they're just going to keep playing me.
Yeah, so, all right, there you have it. It is, if you're fading Brad tonight.
I think John's actually going to do this. I can tell the way he's rubbing his hands together.
You're actually going to bet this against me.
I liked the opposite sides already. In,
That's official, then. I feel really good.
Tonight,
Jason knows I'm kind of starting to cook a little bit in the NBA. I'm putting some labs.
This man doing parlays.
I'm doing same game parlays of player props. I'm getting in it, man. I'm getting in the mix here.
I feel terrible now. Like I felt so confident
about my. Don't feel terrible. You're doing a great job.
Hey, being wrong is what this is. So you know, I'm a natural at it.
I just don't know. Can I ask? I just want to ask.
Yeah, please.
How do you fade getting 6.5 with the Nuggets? Like, how do you look at the Clippers and say, yeah, I want to lay 6.5 with them? Because the Nuggets have been beating their ass.
It's a must-win game. Literally, it's a must-win.
Last game, they beat their tail last game.
And when they were up 20 in game four.
And I think you got to throw out some of these final scores. Like you said it earlier, I was listening before I got in the meeting back there that the Warriors, you concede these games, right? It's like, it's our game, concede it, let's go to game six or whatever in this case.
There was one that was pretty one-sided Clippers way too, though.
Right? Yeah.
It was game three.
There you have it.
The rest have been super close, super competitive, or the Nuggets have been beating their ass.
Yeah.
But what I would just say to that.
Is it too many points?
Well, just while we're talking about this subject. This is all intended to be ideally some form of education, right? Like last night, the Lakers closed 6.5, minus 6.5, on the same logic.
Right.
Which is, this is a max desperation spot.
Which is why I bet them.
They have to stave off elimination. But the thing about it is you don't have to win by 7 to stave off elimination. You just only have to win by 1, right?
Yeah. Stupid bettors like me do, I think. You focus on the team first and you go, Clippers must win, Clippers must win, and then you see the line and you're like, it's not 13. You know, it's like 6.5. Can I talk myself into it? And if they're going to win
this,
they're going to.
Brad's process.
No, I get
respect it.
No, I do respect it.
But I'm hearing you. It's the reason why I'm a loser.
John's telling you is you're falling for the same trap you did yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
And it's also with an LA team against a team that's been beating their ass, just like Minnesota. You know, and hey, James Harden is like gone. He's vanished.
Well, my thing is, there is one LA team with Harden. It may not be the Lakers at this point, and they don't have Fat Luka.
Now, you're not trying to change his mind, are you?
No, his picks are
in. We've already submitted the ballot.
All precincts reporting, bro.
I've already made the circle.
But I'm letting him know he's going 0-2 today.
Wow.
I really believe that.
This is good for the listener. This is why we're here.
I mean, usually, like, when you do this, I could say, whatever.
Well, that's why, remember when I was winning, you were kind of with me, too. You were vibing that, and then as we've fallen off here, maybe I was also watching a little more. Like, I didn't watch much of it last night at all, except after the Lakers were trying to pull it through in the second half, and they didn't have a prayer there in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like I said, Brad, I mean, Helen Keller could go 15-14 on NBA playoffs without watching LeBron, and, like, you know, it's all.
Maybe we should call this the Helen Keller segment.
It's essentially.
Oh, no, it's been cemented as fade Brad.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I enjoy doing it, guys.
Just to wrap it up.
Please do.
It is going to be, if you're fading Brad, it's going to be Pistons minus 1.5. It's going to be Nuggets plus 6.5. You know, that, like, when I think about,
we lost Helen in 68. You guys talking 68? About her like she's still here.
No, she's long gone, but her spirit lives on through Brad.
It's a great book.
You know, like when Adam Chernoff comes on during NFL season,
yes, sir.
You know, a lot of the times, like, the smartest bets in the NFL are the hardest ones to make. It's like, I got to bet plus 15 with the Chargers when they're starting Easton Stick at quarterback. Like, this is disgusting. Right. You have given me the opportunity to back the home Pistons, right, with Cade Cunningham and Memphis Tiger legend Jalen Duren.
You're going to mess this up, dude.
And then I get to back the best
player
in the world.
You're just short of no chance here and guaranteed.
I'm not saying no chance. No, I know better than that.
Now, you won't parlay, will you? You're going to bet individual.
I will not parlay, no. Never parlay. I mean, whatever. You want to throw $10 on it for entertainment value, you can do that, and you want to decrease your risk.
Does Brad not feel a little bit more giddy, or maybe it's nervousness or something in the guest chair as opposed to sitting on that side?
Like, no,
you sir and stuff. I don't know. It's almost like almost a different.
Well, this is a spiritual room. This is different vibes than where George is.
The last time you've sat in a guest seat?
Oh, it's been a year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You have filled in for somebody.
It's a different energy.
Jeff said that he air checked me and said that we're not doing that
anymore. Hopefully it's still a losing energy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you see the prep. I mean,
it's scripted. It's really, really thorough. A lot of scratch marks. It's not very thorough, actually. It
like
should be a little more. Yeah, but it's all handwritten.
Like, it's like the Oklahoma City Bombers, you know, manifesto is basically that looks like over there. So
yeah, little arrows.
If you take Jason's glasses and put them on, it's the same thing.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, that's really good.
You're him,
Jeffrey Dahmer.
You're him. You're that. What's the OKC? What was his name? Do you remember?
The Unabomber?
No, the OKC.
Oh.
There was a movie about him, wasn't there? It's going to be.
McVay.
What murderer did? McVay called me a murderer today, and I had to look it up. The manifesto guy, you know, I was like, I do kind of look like the guy you were comparing me to.
Timothy McVay.
Timothy McVay.
There you go.
John's got comps.
Anyway, so there you have it. That's Fade Brad. Thursday.
There it is.
It's May. It's already May. We're rolling through this thing. You're 15-14.
We got a month of losing to do.
A month ahead.
He got out of April as a winner, in terms of the record. He juiced out.
One over.
You might be up like 0.01 units. Like, it may literally be 0.01. But May is a brand new month, and it's about to get a lot harder because now the best teams are meeting.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to pick real winners here.
Yeah, so. Like, I think I'm still rolling with Boston if I were looking ahead a little bit, and I'm still rolling with OKC if I'm looking ahead a little bit in both brackets.
So the sharp NBA guys that I talk to do not believe OKC.
They do not.
They do not. They do not believe in OKC. At least as a title contender, right? They don't believe OKC would be favored against either Boston or Cleveland.
But that part,
technically, you're a contender.
Yeah.
Historically tough.
Well, they
West.
Get there though.
But they had the best record in the NBA, right? Or was Cleveland the best? I can't remember which one it was.
It was OKC.
But they think they're third. I mean,
they ended up beating Cleveland for best record. I think so.
Yeah. The perception that I talked to from sharp people is that Oklahoma City is third in
OKC had the best record.
Yep.
And I don't believe they're priced in the market. I think OKC is the favorite in the betting market right now. So, but you know, I think Minnesota at 20-1. It was 25-1 before they won last night.
That money.
I think that's a fun one. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think you'll have fun sweating that one out, you know.
And Anthony Edwards is a different
It was a good matchup for them as
well. It was.
And Golden State might be
in
that way.
But no, I mean, listen.
And OKC's got a lot more in there.
There's no question. I mean, OKC is – that's the one. Honestly, you probably can just wait till they play Oklahoma City and see what the numbers are then. Ant-Man is one of one. His favorite movie is also Matilda.
I heard. And he looked serious about it.
Yeah, my kid loves Matilda. You know, there's a new one. There's a new, it's a series on Netflix. My kid absolutely loves Matilda. So, Ant-Man,
Ant-Man and your son.
He's my daughter.
My daughter, okay.
Yeah, my son doesn't talk yet. We're working on it.
We'll get there.
Although he does love the basketball.
Matilda's a little girl movie, right?
It is, certainly. Sure. Yeah, it's the
weird,
girl.
Weird that Ant's saying that.
Yeah, it's...
They asked him about Boys in the Hood.
Which
and
was racist.
Said, no, Matilda.
That was racist.
And maybe he was sort of shooting it back.
I think
that mine's a little girl white movie.
Turning the script on him.
Yeah. That's why he's 101. He tells Obama to stand down. His favorite movie is Matilda.
What was he saying in the press afterwards, walking out of the arena?
He was letting them know. The Lakers
in five.
Lakers in five. Yeah, he's good at that talking, man.
And he like
no matter if you're Obama or anybody.
Only Ant-Man would go around the arena outside after doing it.
It was a victory lap.
I mean, only Ant-Man would. Jason Tatum wouldn't do that. Come on, man. I mean, I don't think Ja would do that either.
He's like, I ain't got nothing for the folks that were asking for. I ain't got nothing. I'm just walking through trolling y'all.
And he was like shaking people's hands too.
It wasn't all trolling. There was some trolling, but the ones that had love for him, he had love back for.
Exactly. I want to shake his hand.
He looked like a man. He looked like a man of the people. Is what he looked like.
He is that guy, pal. He is that guy. All right, we'll come back. Trista Crick's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk NBA with her. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.